beginning. Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at CFRC.ca. I'm Henry.
I'm Tommy. Sorry, I was in the middle of a yawn.
Yeah, and I actually burped at the exact same time, so that's why nobody was talking there for a hot minute. You just heard Tico Tico as played by Charlie Parker and his orchestra. This is our kind of like Latin jazz kind
really,
of episode.
This is probably one of your episodes that I like the music the most in.
Yeah, it's because
that's a really long-winded way of saying that.
Yeah, I mean, really, you didn't like the funk episodes or the
I like the funk,
the Afrobeat,
but I'm just saying I like
diaspora.
This one more.
Right, that's interesting.
Also, because like I have spiritual ties to Latin America.
You do.
Because
of Bad Bunny.
Well, yes. And because my ex from El Salvador put a spell on me with Bruja.
And now you can't actually speak negatively of Latin America.
No,
her physical pain. Like anytime she like says anything negative about Latin America, she just is subjected to intense physical pain.
I don't know why she came from El Salvador, so I don't know why she would say anything.
I'm talking about
me.
You.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of scared because it was serious. She took, after I stayed at her place one night, she took pieces of my hair off of the pillow that I was sleeping on, and she mixed it with a used pad that had her period blood in it.
Oh, fun. Well, you know how these spells are. Anyways, like I was saying, this is sort of a
if anyone wants to cleanse me, please do.
A half episode. I'll probably do another Latin jazz episode. Maybe I'll just start playing more jazz in the future. I mean, it is a show at night, you know, and I do love jazz.
Yeah.
Like my background, you know, musically kind of started there. But anyways, as I was saying, this is sort of a half episode. We're going to have a brief, very exciting intermission a bit later on. But
I'm excited for people to hear it.
Me too.
It's very good.
Regardless, yeah. Next up, we have some more fun kind of mambo tunes.
Mambo number 5.
Nice. We have, well, actually, that is an actual mambo.
Well, yes, and we are playing Mambo number 5.
No,
we're not.
We're playing Takirari by Yuma Sumac, and then we're going to play Papa Loves Mambo by Perry Como.
Oh, I just had a great idea. Don't stop recording. I need them to hear this. A remix of Papa Loves Mambo and Mambo number 5 called Papa Loves Mambo number 5.
That was really stupid, and you're not even stoned. You're just pure stupidity coming
out
of your mouth.
No, I think that's a good idea, and I think I'm going to make that.
Anyway, next up, you're hearing Takirari by Yuma Sumac.
Loves mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it. Wow. Papa loves mambo.
Papa loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it. Now he goes to, she goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow. He goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Having a fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves Mambo tonight.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo.
He goes to, he goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
I happen to fling again, younger than spring again. Zing again, wow.
Papa loves Mambo.
Mambo.
Papa of the Mambo tonight.
Huh. So, Tommy, what movie was Papa Loves Mambo in? I feel like it was in a movie, no?
Well, it was in West Side Story.
I don't think it was in West Side Story.
No, it was.
So before we recorded this, we actually just talked about what movies it was in, and you said the one that it definitely wasn't in.
It was in Ocean's 11.
Nice. Okay, maybe. Which one, the original?
No, the 2001
Oh, nice.
One. It was in the Perry Como show.
It must have been the Perry Como show.
I feel like I heard it somewhere as well, though.
A good riveting conversation we're having here.
I'm on Reddit, don't worry.
Talking about Papa Loves Mambo by Perry Como, the song you just heard. And then before that, you would have heard Takirari by Yuma Sumac.
Oh, this plays in Malcolm in the Middle.
What does?
Papa Loves Mambo.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yes, totally. No, when Hal is running amok, probably. Doing some-
No, it's Dewey.
Really? Oh!
Dewey grins while dancing to this song.
Yes! Oh, that is where I...
You kind of look like Dewey. And I kind of look... I'm Francis, okay? I'm Francis.
Fucking... Oh, whatever. Hey, fucking fat sis over here.
What the hell? You'd be Hal when he gets really fat? Because... What's the mom's name? Lois?
Yes, yeah. Lois.
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 They don't name women Lois anymore.
No, I think that was the thing they did in the 60s.
Well, you're like Fat Hal because Lois is always feeding him.
Okay, but
in that episode where the boys become the girls.
So you can say, oh my god, that's a crazy episode.
Do you remember that one, though?
I do know that episode.
That episode that's is crazy. A good episode.
Yeah, and she hates it.
She hates the boys.
You look like Lois, though, so.
Well, she's beautiful. Don't come on here and say that Lois from Malcolm in the Middle isn't beautiful. I think that she is.
I think
she has
she's...
like a MILF type thing.
Yeah, but her chin goes into her neck.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I think I would have sex with Lois from Malcolm in the Middle.
That's because you're a raging lesbian.
Okay, you're right, Lewis. I'd have sex with any older woman, if you're listening. It literally does not.
She is...
Did you know she got nominated for...
Ugliest woman?
Okay,
oh my god, okay. Jesus Christ, I'm
What's
sorry.
What's the one for a
up.
Television show's Emmy?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Well,
do you know
she got
I,
nominated for an Emmy every
you know
single
what?
Year
I
for
do,
that role, but
I
she
do.
Never won.
Here's what I
it's
care
like 7
about.
Years.
That's sad. That's really
know.
Unfair, because I think she would have deserved an Emmy.
Pisses me off.
I deserve an Emmy, too. And you know what else I think would deserve an Emmy if it were a TV show? Coco Seco by Tito Puente. Your next song.
We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You are still listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wow, it's only been 17 minutes.
It's only been 17 minutes here on your late night drive home, listening to CFRC
After Hours.
Oh, nice. I like that. Actually, you know, Uncle Steven, he had a good suggestion for us.
Oh, what?
Well, you know how, like, in, like, that one movie with that guy who does the voices who died, who played Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. He has that one movie where he's like, "Good morning, Vietnam!"
Yeah, I'm aware.
But because our show is not in the morning and it's not in Vietnam, he was like, well, what if he did, "Good night, Kingston."
That completely removes all of the context of the original one.
Yeah, but I mean,
he said this.
Well, he suggested I do the Good Morning Kingston thing, and I said, "What if I did?"
Oh, okay.
It was a collaborative project. Well, he's on blood thinner, so you know.
And antidepressants. What antidepressants is he on?
I don't know. He doesn't know what blood thinners either. He's a trusting man. He takes what he's given.
Good lord, he's probably on like Prozac.
Me too. I wish. Like Tony Soprano.
You should become medicated. I'm medicated. I take 5 pills a night so I don't hurt myself or others. And I'm great.
I'm sorry. Well, fair enough. If you're great. Do you know what my medication is? It's music, man. And before our little tirade
music
here,
makes me hurt other people.
We heard Coco Seco by Tito Puente. And then also Gato Meow Meow, also by Tito Puente, because I made a bit of a mistake. But, oh, what was that I heard? Was that a womp womp or was it the sound of a time machine? Because we have for you a blast from the past. I was digging through the CFRC archives and it turns out there was a previous Bright Side of the Poo before me on CFRC 101.9
really?
FM. Yes, it was actually Bright Side of the Poo Radio Theater.
That's really interesting.
I know, and I found one of their productions. It's from a show called Dr. Nelson Frankenstein's Magnificent Time Machine.
Curtinstein.
Did I say Frankenstein? I meant Curtinstein.
Yeah, so I also saw this.
Thank you. Yeah, we heard it together, actually. Yeah, I'm going to play an episode. They were short episodes. They were like under half an hour, so I'm going to play an episode of their show.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I hope you folks enjoy. And a little bit of luck, we're off! Dr. Curtinstein sets out, journeying through the infinity that is time and space. Thanks to the journaling and notes taken by his trusty sidekick and student Gabriel, we in the present day may know of their exploits. Never one to fear the unknown, past, present, or future, Dr. Curtinstein sets off once again. At the
the start of this fateful journey, we find our intrepid travelers inside their time machine headed back to the year 1514. The location of their excursion into the past, Tenochtitlan, capital of the Aztec Empire and home of the Mexica. With them they have also brought Baron von Hummendinger, the master of disguise and illusions from the year 2126, whose complaints are heard now.
Dr. Kurtenstein, we have been held up in your time machine here for nearly 2 hours. My anticipation, and more importantly, my patience, is quite close to getting the better of me. Although I appreciate this opportunity, I would have preferred to have just stayed home. Baron, time travel takes surprisingly longer than most people expect. Anyways, we need your help with today's trip.
My help? What on earth with?
Baron, you would say that you are quite possibly the greatest disguise artist and magician of all time.
I would not say it. I know it.
Yes, well, as I explained to you earlier, if we are to visit Tenochtitlan to learn about it and how life functioned there, we will need to get your help to be able to blend in.
If we stick out even a little, we're not observing anything. We're changing it.
Exactly. So we must blend in.
Very well. Come, we shall disguise ourselves.
This sure is quite a job you've done.
Indeed he has, Gabriel. And now we step into the beating heart of the Mexica world.
We're not stepping into anything. We're showing up uninvited.
Dr. K, what in the world is this? This is no great city. Well, obviously I was a bit off in my calculations. It seems we've arrived at a plot of, chinampas. Tenochtitlan should be around here somewhere. Aha! Chinampas? What is this? It seems that we're just in some swamp. I thought we were going to see the capital of the Aztecs. Can you not see the great mounds rising out of the water over there? See the causeway there, just past the chinampas, with hundreds of people walking over it. Yes, I see it, the road. Well, follow it down with your eyes, and there you can see the great city, larger than any in Europe at this time, of Tenochtitlan. Ah, magnificent! I see it! Now that's a city! That it is. If I'm correct, we should be here, next to the causeway that runs from the Tenochtitlan allied city of Tlacopan to the great markets of the Tlatelolco district.
And from there, we'll head to the center of Tenochtitlan,
the Temple of Mayor! Yes, and the Palace of Montezuma II. But first, we need to get off these chinampas. Is that what you called them? Yes, simple farming plots. Efficient, but modest.
We don't know this. This could be feeding the entire city.
Yes, Gabriel, that's what I'm saying. Efficient.
No, you're categorizing it. Naming something is an act of power, and you're stripping it back.
And who is that over there? Friends, I think we've been seen. Don't worry, Baron. Just act natural, both of you. Help me hide the machine, then let's proceed onwards into the city. It's only around 2 kilometers from where we are now. Gentlemen, they're looking at us. You two go to the causeway. I'll sort this out and be there as quickly as I can.
Just come now. I really don't know if this is a good idea.
It's fine. I've been brushing up on my Nahuatl.
Milce Niot Niotun. Ken Chiawa Atskan. Kate in Tlaudle Kyomame. Kuali.
They, Don't seem to have heard me.
Nilce! Ayakska se, having, yoko otskoyatul, nitslakanika ikpa in tiome?
Never mind.
As Dr. Kurtenstein approaches his friends next to the busy causeway, he makes careful to note the exact location of the time machine. Without it, all three could be stuck here in the past forever. It's about time you caught up with us. I was worried you might have started a fight.
Why? They were just a farmer. They would have had no reason to conflict with us.
Well, I just assumed, as the Aztecs are such fierce warriors, that maybe our friend here might have been in danger.
That farmer is just a normal person like any of us. Just because the Aztec Empire has a reputation does not mean everyone living within its boundaries is some sort of brute.
Although I am very interested in this conversation, might we try to be a little less loud? We don't want to arouse suspicion.
Right. Can we keep moving? There's so much to see and we only have so much time.
The boy is right. Let's shake a leg. Yes, let's. After traveling down the busy causeway for close to half an hour, our plucky time-traveling group finally reaches the outskirts of Tlaltelolcos. Look at this wonderful causeway! A grand roadway, and therefore, primary access to the city.
Or controlled entry.
Or a stage! Everyone entering, everyone seen. Watch out now. See that group? Guards.
What makes you say that?
Look at how they stand. Look at how they hold themselves. Look at those muscles. I've got a feeling, and oh Lord, am I going with it. Phew. Just act natural, Kurtenstein. Just act natural.
What?
Finally, a rule I understand.
What?
Never mind, Gabriel. Let's just keep moving along fast. Tlaltelolcos markets await. And so, our travelers pass from the ordered flow of the causeway into something far less contained. The Great Market of Tlaltelolco.
There's so many people. Textiles, food, tools, leather, stone, there's...
Gabriel attempts to record the scene. He fails. Remarkable! A highly structured economic center, clearly organized, clearly regulated.
We've been here 10 seconds.
Yes, but we can observe patterns.
Or impose them.
No, no, no! Look at this! It's choreography! Sections, roles, movement, everyone knows where to be, what to do. This is performance.
Or we're the ones turning it into a performance.
Note the segmentation. Foodstuffs here, crafted goods there. Standardization suggests a complex system of exchange.
You're describing it like you already understand it.
Gabriel, I am describing what I see.
No, you're describing what it means. Those aren't the same thing.
Smile. Always smile. Nilce, kuali sla...
Ikitini iwan nipa namakak. Niek lakame kineltoka len poliwini imitatoi.
We changed that.
Changed what?
That interaction just by being here.
Nonsense. A minor misstep in an otherwise flawless performance.
We don't know the script.
Look there. Cow beans, being exchanged. A form of currency. Standardized units. Fascinating.
And how do you know how much anything is worth?
Comparative systems. Historical parallels.
You're guessing.
Informed inference. Yes. The scholar's greatest illusion.
At least he knows he's performing.
Oh, my dear boy. I always know. And still they move deeper into the market, past goods they cannot name, systems they cannot fully see, and meanings that resist easy translation.
How long would we have to stay here before any of this actually makes sense?
Longer than we have time. Wait.
What?
That symbol there, do you see it? Obsidian? Polished. A mirror? Smoke and mirrors. Yes. Yes, that fits.
Or you're making it fit.
Tezcatlipoca. The deity? The same.
You don't know that.
But I intend to. And with that, drawn not by knowledge but by the promise of it, the threads of our story begin to pull apart. At last, our travelers pull themselves from the press of the market. Ahead lies the center of the city, not louder, not busier, but something else entirely.
It's quieter.
Yes, we are moving away from the commerce toward administration, ceremony, authority.
Or just somewhere we understand less.
And yet we continue walking directly towards it. There, just ahead, the central precinct. The palace should be nearby.
You're certain?
Reasonably.
That doesn't sound certain.
It is as certain as one can be without having been here before.
Exactly.
This is not like the market. No, it's not.
Then maybe we should not be here.
If we only went where we were comfortable, we would learn nothing.
Or we would stop pretending we understand what we're seeing.
There.
What?
The Temple of Maior. And the palace will be close as well. It has to be.
Has to be?
Power gathers. It does not scatter.
That sounds like something you want to be true.
You continue on to your records, Doctor. And you? I think I will look elsewhere.
At the temple?
At something I do not yet understand.
It hasn't stopped you before.
No, but it has made things more interesting. Very well, then we divide.
Divide?
The codices will be in the palace. If we want something concrete, that is where we go.
Concrete for who?
For us.
That's the problem.
And I will take the temple.
You both think you're going to find answers.
We are going to find evidence. We are going to find meaning.
Those are the same assumption.
And so they part. Not simply in direction, but in purpose. One seeks knowledge in record, the other is a symbol. And between them stands a question neither has answered. Stay tuned for the rest of the story after these messages.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging in an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to this episode of Dr. Nelson Curtinstein's Magnificent Time Machine, brought to you by Bright Side of the Pooh Radio Theater, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, or online at cfrc.ca. Following the path of authority, Dr. Curtinstein and Gabriel make their way toward what they believe to be the palace of Montezuma II, a place of governance, of record, and, if they are correct, of knowledge. This must be it. Look at that structure, the scale. This is no common residence.
And we're just walking in?
We are observing.
That's not the same thing.
Careful. We don't want to disturb anything unnecessarily.
We already are!
See that, Gabriel? Look.
What is it?
A codex.
That's not... It's not like a book.
No, not in the European sense. A pictography... It's symbolic.
Can you read it?
Well, no, not directly, but we can begin to interpret.
Based on what?
Context, comparison, prior study.
Of different sources from different times.
Yes, but there are consistencies.
Or we're looking for them.
Yes, this could be tribute, or lineage, possibly both.
You don't know.
Not yet.
Then why say it like you do? Did you hear that?
Stay calm.
We shouldn't be touching this.
We need to understand it.
We can't understand it like this. We need to go. Now.
Just a moment.
Now!
Elsewhere, drawn by curiosity of a different kind, Baron von Humdinger approaches the temple precinct alone. Now this is something entirely different. Not performance, not quite. Something more rigid, more deliberate. And yet, still, a kind of stage. Symbols everywhere, meaning layered on meaning. There you are. Obsidian, polished, reflective. Tezcatlipoca. God of smoke, mirrors, illusion. Or something else entirely. Ah, I see. Not meant to be alone here, am I? Right then, perhaps I've overstayed my welcome. Best to not interfere. In two different places, for two different reasons, our travelers reach the same conclusion at the same time.
Coming.
This way.
I told you we shouldn't have touched anything.
And I told you we needed to understand it.
We didn't.
Oh, there. Oh, there you are. Baron?
You too?
It would seem we have all made the same mistake, which is assuming we knew where we were.
We need to leave now.
The canals. If we reach them... Then let's not waste time. No longer observers, no longer hidden, they move now not through understanding, but through instinct.
There!
Get in. You do know how to use this, yes? We'll learn.
Now?
Well, this has certainly become more interesting.
We didn't learn anything.
No, we learned something.
What?
That we do not understand as much as we think we do. A rare admission, Doctor. Do not get used to it. For a time, there is only the sound of water. No time for reflection, only the quiet urgency of leaving.
After only a few minutes, they reach the causeway once more, the same path they had taken before, though it no longer feels the same. From there, they do not hesitate. Back along the causeway, past the chilampas, past the place where they first arrived, and waiting there, exactly where was left, the machine. And so concludes another successful journey.
No, it doesn't.
And so they return. Not with answers, but with something else entirely. A record. Incomplete. Interpreted. Certain in some places, uncertain in others. The market becomes organized. The codex becomes readable. The unfamiliar becomes familiar. Not because it was, but because it must be. For the story to make sense. But the past doesn't exist to make sense to us, and perhaps the closer we believe we are to understanding it, the further away we have already strayed. With the flick of a switch and a little bit of luck, we're off! Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Dr. Nelson Curtinstein's Magnificent Time Machine, brought to you by Bright Side of the Pool Radio Theater. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for his song Fanfare for Space, and the website soundimage.org for their song Lightyears_V001. Additional thanks to Lou, my brother. You are still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
So, wow, that was fun. Like they said, you're still listening to CFRC. You are still listening to Bright Side of the Poo with me, Henry, and Tommy over there.
I really like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I did that.
And I'm not a thespian.
So, yeah, sorry to brush away the mystique, but I did that for a school project for my oops.
Sorry, I was just snorting coke.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here on Bright Side of the Poo. That's how we're able to keep the Bright Side of the Poo going. You know?
Yeah.
But no, it was it was about that, like, Mexica people, the Aztecs in...
The Mexica people.
Yeah, the Mexica people. No, it was fun. I had fun doing that. Yeah, shout out Lou, who you should have heard last week if you're a repeat listener.
A diehard.
Somehow you are. Hey, yeah, God bless.
Somehow I managed.
God or whatever bless, you know, like, good on
you. Well,
we're
going to church this Easter.
I'm first time ever in a Catholic church.
How about you get stoned and I will remain not stoned so that I can, like, keep people in line.
Oh, I thought you meant like then throw stones.
Oh, well,
at me.
That's what they're also going to do.
Don't say that to me if I'm.
No, but this is an okay church to like this is an okay mass to make mistakes at because everyone's just so happy that Jesus has risen. Okay.
I know I'm happy. I mean, I saw
it's not like it's like a Lent mass.
I saw Jesus Christ Superstar, and he didn't rise at the end of that movie, so I'm glad he's coming back.
Well, they're probably gonna make references to Jesus Christ Superstar.
Why would they do that? Yeah. Why would they? Why did?
Well,
why
not Jesus Christ Superstar, but the story that Jesus Christ. Well,
yeah,
Superstar
I know
is
the story. I've read the Bible. Like I know the story.
I'm sorry, this guy read the Bible. Get a load of this guy. Read the Bible.
He didn't go to freaking Catholic school.
Oh, I didn't have a choice in
and
the
serve.
Yep, I served.
Yes, queen.
Altar served.
Anyways, yeah. So that was for my thing.
Yeah.
Up next, you're going to hear two Canadian songs. First, Chip Chip by Pan Man Pat, and then Los Amos by Juan Vici. Okay, welcome back one last time. Again, you just heard Los Amos by Juan Vici. I actually really like that song. I think it has a lot of soul to it, even if the recording quality isn't that good. But like, I can imagine like some dude sitting in the middle of like the jungle at his like Contras camp or something.
I think the worse the recording quality, the better.
I agree. But surprisingly, that's a Canadian musician. And then before that, you heard Chip Chip, which is a song by another Canadian, Pan Man Pat. Steel Pan Man Pat, I presume, because that's what he was playing. Yeah. Okay, Tommy's tuned out.
No, sorry, I was looking at something.
I'm not going to say this word because my mom has told me not to.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, you said it in a gay way, though. That's a thing.
Yeah, but now it wouldn't. Yeah, well, that's because you hurt me.
You're right, I did hurt you.
You did hurt me.
Hurt me.
No, don't. Leave me alone.
I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah, you'd freaking like that.
Yeah, I just love hurting people.
You do. The number of people you hurt, that's why the Grays were outside your window the other night.
Don't even remind me. And you know what I have to say? F the police. Coming straight from the underground.
That was a nice reference.
Because
should I play that?
Someone tried, yeah, please actually do. Because someone tried to break into my apartment and... they said that they sent someone and they didn't. But, you know, what are you going to do? I didn't have a lot of faith in them.
Hey, well, like Tommy says, F the police coming straight from the underground. You will hear that song after the song Ella Fight Es the Oro power. By Alex Cuba.
Cinturita que no me sabe mentir, aunque haya marea alta en su barco me quiero hundir, porque ya yo toco el fondo, me voy sin miedo a morir.
Yo sé que ella es oro, que tiene ese don divino, ya encontrar el modo que salga de aquí conmigo. Yo sé que ella es oro, el ritmo de mis latidos, ella es el tesoro.
Tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority.
selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swore.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. You up, think you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your cat and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke him now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Won't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bull?
This is what I'll say. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
The verdict. The jury has found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.